good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's wonderful to have you back on the channel. The show is being recorded on Saturday, December 7th, 2024. And we'll post it live to the channel on Sunday, December 8th, 2024. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history. So for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell, all those things really help the channel. They're all free. For those who need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. I think there's some dates available now, March, April, and May of 2025. And if you'd like to join our live streams with our Platinum membership, you can find the Join button on the front page of our YouTube channel, as well as our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. The Platinum membership provides access to hundreds of videos in the archive, some instructional videos, as well as live streams where we answer all your questions live on Friday morning specific time zone. So this week we gather questions, from our community board. We're on vacation. It's great to be back now after a nice Thanksgiving vacation. And I think we had nearly 600 questions on the community board. My wife does go through them and selected something like 80 questions for this show here, which I'll answer for you real time. So without any further delay, let's jump into today's show. Question 80. Romania is redoing their election because of Russian interference and cyber attacks. The source is Financial Times and New York Times. Sterling, do you see that having any impact on the U.S.? Romania is part of NATO, and between that and the cable cutting, can they now declare Article 5 and include the U.S. election? So nothing to do with Article 5 of NATO. Romania is a NATO ally. Article 5 is all about armed attack against an ally. However, I do see a lot of information coming out of Romania and their election, as well as other elections around the world showing Russian interference is definitely part of the data package that the U.S. government is putting together in order to kind of, they'll end up disqualifying in many respects the presidential election here. So it's all coming up. It's all related. 79, will we adopt background checks and exclusion of criminals from running for president in Congress and actually enforce the public release of tax return documents? This will actually all be in effect by the 2028 election cycle or presidential election cycle. There'll be a lot of groundwork done, but this will actually all finally be in effect by the presidential election cycle in 2028. 78. Will Marine Le Pen, sorry if I'm mispronouncing her name, Marine Le Pen, ascend to the French presidency in 2027? Or will her legal issues prevent her from running for the next 5 years as per her sentencing? Doesn't look like she stopped from running for the presidency, they're saying in 2027. It does not look like she'll be the winner, but whatever's going on legally, it looks like it will not end up preventing her from running, but it does not look like she'll end up winning. 77. There have been many sightings of large drones in New Jersey sky. The FBI is asking for information. Can your guides tell us anything about these drones in the sky? I get they're actually military surveillance aircraft. And so there's a plausible denial going on by law enforcement because there's like critical surveillance going on. And what they're really looking for are, looks to be like military weapons smuggled into the area. So this is all a part of a coordinated surveillance system modality going on in that area. But you're going to see some law enforcement agencies have plausible deniability because they don't want to bring any more attention to it. 76. Hello, Sterling. Will the murder of United Healthcare CEO bring about major changes on how we run our healthcare systems here in the United States? It will start major discussions in these areas. So it'll be a catalyst for major discussions going on here. And I do see that happening very quickly here. It's also going to change the way security is handled for a lot of CEOs for American companies, not just healthcare companies, but a lot. I see a lot of new security guidelines being implemented. So this will actually be the catalyst for a number of good things. And that is the way the universe works many times. Sometimes out of tragedy comes great growth for humanity and change. But yeah, I do see the catalyst for some good change coming up here. 75. Is Earth our only option for a place of reincarnation, or are there other locations in the universe? There are actually thousands of places and thousands of dimensions you can reincarnate. However, Earth has a very unique set of circumstances and elements that allow people to kind of accelerate their soul growth much faster. That's why so many souls come back down to Earth. A very unique combination of not just love and fear, but all the different variations that come with all of that. So yeah, Earth is very unique, but you can reincarnate into many other dimensions and locations throughout the universe. 74, dear Sterling, does Biden have enough information about the election interference or theft to move forward? Yes, but I see he's waiting for international partners and NATO alliance members to bring forth information they have to put together a very comprehensive and complete package. 73, hello, Sterling and team. In light of what happened to the CEO of United Healthcare, will this open people's eyes to what is really going on in our healthcare system? And will people get out in the streets and march for Medicare for All? I don't see it getting out, people getting out on the streets for Medicare for All, but I do see, as we're talking about in the prior question here, this is all going to be a significant catalyst for change. So a lot of open dialogue about people's healthcare that has been put in great jeopardy because they couldn't get the right kind of benefits from healthcare companies. This is actually going to open up a much wider dialogue. And there may be some isolated protests in some areas, but it doesn't look like it'll be aligned to, say, Medicare for All, about improving the response time and quality of response from a lot of healthcare companies. 72, hello, Sterling. I was wondering if they will find the assassin of the CEO of United Healthcare and why he did it. Yes, in a very short time period, this is going to come out into the public. I get from my team, the FBI already knows who did it, but there are accomplices. And because of that, they're being careful about how much information they release right now to the public. So very short order here. This information will all come out. But this individual did not act completely on their own. So this is all going to be coming out very shortly here. There's more than one person involved. 71, hello, Sterling and team. What is it like for a soul before being born? How does it prepare us for a new reincarnation? I hear a lot about the process of death and meeting your loved ones when you die, but what is it like before you're born? Do you say goodbye to your loved ones and then just fall asleep, wake up as a newborn? You actually make plans, like travel plans, like going on international travel. So you commit to kind of the places you're going to visit, the things you're going to do, the promises you make in terms of how you're going to help the world. Believe it or not, welcome down here to help the world. And it's almost like you actually look like you do many times as an older child or an adult. You can choose how you look on the other side. But it's like saying goodbye to somebody at international airport. You say, you know, you're going to see him again. Remember, the heaven dimension moves faster than the speed of light. So even though somebody may be on the planet for 100 years, Earth time, it feels very short on the other time. So it's like taking an international trip, you say goodbye, your loved ones know you're coming back to your unique spiritual family. So I always, the good analogy is like taking an international trip, being at an international airport, leaving on the trip, and people know you're coming back within 2 weeks, heaven time, or 4 weeks. 7. This may seem silly, but I've wondered why my watches that run on batteries will lose time during periods of exceptional stress. I first think the battery is dying, but after my situation shifts to something less critical, it reverts back to accuracy on the same battery. So this is actually an energetic effect. You can measure this scientifically, and this has to do with what's called EMF or electromotive force, EMF. And you can actually measure the amount of EMF coming off of somebody's body. So there's a real scientific effect here when under really when under duress or times of high stress, you can change the EMF coming from the body. So this is a real effect. And actually, this happens for many people around the world, the way it affects watches. 69. Will YouTube stay as it is or sell out to trillionaires in the next few years to come? Will mediums, tarot, astrology channels thrive, or will they be targeted? I still see YouTube as being owned by its current companies. That's Google and the parent company Alphabet. It's still going to be, but I do see new social platforms, social media platforms, being launched and birthed, if you will, in 2025 and 2026, that will actually cater to more spiritual types of social interaction. So there are new platforms coming out, but I don't see a sellout necessarily by YouTube, still kind of moving through the same kinds of methodologies and going to be owned by Google and Alphabet going forward. 68, hi Sterling. Elon Musk's $1.1 billion payday has been denied by a Delaware judge. It seems much of the valuation of Tesla is based on prototypes of things in development, things in development that often don't materialize, and a lot of pumping up and promotion. Stockholders are buying into hype, which has driven up the stock price. In reality, Musk is heavily indebted to the Saudis, Russia, Wall Street, and praying that his payday comes, will he ultimately win his case on appeal? Yes, I see that the Delaware judge will eventually allow authorize his payday. It looks like there's a few more cycles coming up of, like, let's say there are asks or requirements from the court. There'll be some changes made somehow within the assets that that Elon Musk owns. So he'll make some changes to satisfy the court. But it looks like his payday will eventually come. It will. 67. Dear Sterling and team, generative AI models, artificial intelligence models, were created by mining copyrighted content and artwork from the internet. Microsoft CEO wants to change copyright laws to legally allow for the mining of artwork on the internet. Will copyright laws be changed, or will artists be able to legally hold the rights to their own work moving forward? Yes, as a matter of fact, right now, all generative AI work or AI generated work cannot be copyrighted because of the problem that it actually a lot of the original content is mined from copyrighted material. So I do see AI being used going forward here to actually understand where material or copyrighted material was mined from, accessed from, learned from, and there'll be new copyright laws coming up that will lean on AI to be able to determine where that material came from. So it's an evolution. It's a long process coming here. In the end, copyright owners will be protected. So they'll come out winners in the end, but we got a process we're going through here. 66, dear Sterling and team, in the future, will there be something invented or developed to regrow teeth, to replace them in some way that is better than artificial teeth? Actually within 10 years, CRISPR technology, gene editing technology is going to be used to activate dental stem cells. So I'm not a doctor, but there's something going on here with dental stem cells using CRISPR technology. So they've already done this, I believe, in the laboratory with some mice or animals, but it's coming. Within about 10 years, you're going to see some very validated CRISPR technology in this area. 65, dear Sterling and team, will the truth about election interference come out in time to prevent 45 from taking office? Yes, it appears that the truth will come out before Inauguration Day, January 20th. I somehow still see Kamala Harris being inaugurated. And when I originally did readings on this years ago, I really saw this as happening around January 20th. Now, as a caveat, if 45 is inaugurated January 20th, it does not mean that that's going to be a long-term presidency. There's something going on here where the rightful winner of the election, Kamala Harris, is in fact stated, inaugurated. So got a process we're going through here. This is how free will interacts the Akashic Records, right? And all of our life paths. Remember, free will controls the speed, the scope, and the scale of what happens. It's like a slinky, expands, contracts. But in the end, you still have the same, the correct result. So yeah, I mean, it's stay tuned, but I do see that she'll be vindicated as the rightful winner of the election. 64, good morning, Sterling. Do you think anything major will happen in December to help put our minds at ease over 45's election? Well, I mean, the release of federal investigation information, the fact that there's been Russian collusion in a number of other countries, all this is kind of a cavalcade of information that's going to be start coming forward here. And there will be significant releases of information in December of this year. 63, hello, Sterling. Do you see Elon Musk being arrested? No, I don't see him being arrested. I see a number of federal charges and cases going on. But I do not see him being arrested if that's really the case here. 62, hi, Sterling and team. Why did the South Korean president declare martial law? I see that he was threatened by North Korea. And there was some sort of an impending action coming from North Korea. I'll call it maybe it's like a takeover or some major action taking place, and he felt that that was the right way to handle it. Turns out that that North Korean threat may have been not been substantive, and so there's something going on with maybe it was misinformation, but he felt there were significant threats of military action coming from North Korea. 61, hello Sterling and team. Will 45 get his hush money judgments against him dismissed due to him being elected president? No, it looks like the judgments will still stand and not be thrown out and come back around later on. 60, hi Sterling. Will the 25% tariffs on Canada actually take place? If so, what's the damage to Canada? You know, I do see them being started out. So remember we talked about what's happening on Inauguration Day, January 20th. Should 45 get in for a short period of time? You know, there's something going on here with threatening of 25% tariffs. It looks like they're going to be relaxed. So whether they come back down to 5% or something or 10%, there's something going on where the tariffs get relaxed. So it will not have a significant long-term effect on Canada. 59, dear Sterling and team, will the rebel takeover in Syria be successful and will they be friendly toward the West? I do see, yes, the rebel takeover will continue to be successful. And I believe now they're getting close to taking over Damascus, capital city that's coming. But it looks like they will be friendlier towards the West eventually in a way to kind of get help from the West, so to speak. So it looks like the takeover will continue. And by the way, they want to be friendlier with the West in order to kind of build their economy is what I'm hearing. 58, hello, Sterling and team. Do your guides see Kash Patel becoming the new FBI director? No, I do not see him making it successfully through FBI background check. So it looks like he's going to get stopped and won't be confirmed. 57, hello, Sterling and team. If 45 does end up being inaugurated, do you believe that whatever midterm elections are held in 2026 will have a similar interference and will essentially stop the Democrats from gaining any control in the House or the Senate? So we're going to see a lot of this election interference, the transparency behind what happened, how it was facilitated, how it was manipulated, both with the presidential election and all the down ballot. So it will not have the same effect, the same bad effect on the midterm elections, because a lot of this information will come to surface rather quickly here. So stay tuned on that. Okay, 56 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. Why are so many people easily indoctrinated into cults or mob mentality? Is it because people are used to being in a soul family and not being independent? It seems like anyone can easily be influenced by a cult or a movement. Well, cults exist because of people's unwillingness to control their own personal power and desire to make decisions for themselves, wanting others to make decisions for them. This usually stems all the way back into like early childhood, and wanting other people to take control, wanting people to make decisions. So a lot of it stems back into early childhood development and the way people are moving through their lives, but not necessarily associated with past lives or anything of that nature. It's the current lifetime they're in. And it has everything to do with like their unique life experiences in this life, okay? 55, hello, Sterling. With gene editing happening over the next 10 to 15 years and better drugs and vaccines being available to address illness, my question is, will these new drugs and vaccines have far less side effects than we have now? Yes, I mean, they'll be designed in a way that will allow the body to make self-corrections. So rather than trying to put something artificial in the body, it's allowing the body to then reignite the right kinds of cells and genes to help heal the body, almost the same way it was from birth. So different type of an engineered science. 54, will Elon Musk have influence over the USA government and executive branch in 2025? Yes, he will. By virtue of having access to billions of dollars, he'll actually still exert an influence over people in Congress, and in some respects, the White House. So that'll continue to be in effect. And really, a large part of it has to do with major contracts around SpaceX and Starlink and robotic technology. And so all these things are going to be needed by countries, including the U.S. So he'll still exert some influence. 53, hello, Sterling. Can you please tell me if there is ever going to be a cure or effective treatment for diverticulitis in the near future? Can your team tell me if acupuncture works? You know, I get like short-term use of antibiotics and medications like designed for maybe IBS. I'm not a doctor. I guess IBS is irritable bowel syndrome or something. Looks like short-term, those are effective. Then long-term, there will be CRISPR technologies. Again, it's about over a 10-year cycle here, but they will be helpful in helping the body to kind of counteract that illness. Yeah. So we got a little bit of ways to go here, but I'm hearing short-term, again, antibiotics. I think you're asking about acupuncture. Looks like acupuncture can have some benefit as well. 52, will the No Kings Act get passed before the presidential inauguration of 2025? Yes, I see it's going to get passed by Congress early 2025, it looks like. 51, greetings, Sterling. In regards to the ancient Fremont and Pueblo cultures who live precariously high on mountain cliffs, there seems to be no logical reason for this other than fear of something or someone. What do your guides say about the reason these ancient civilizations chose to live in such dangerous places? They believe the high locations kept them closer to the gods or extraterrestrials in that case, and also provide some protection from enemies that would have to scale larger heights. Larger heights in order to kind of get access to them. But I do hear from my team, it's almost like they felt they'd be closer to the heavens, closer to the gods, closer to extraterrestrials. Okay, 50 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. You have said that we will be reunited with our pets after we pass, but how does this work with rescued or adopted pets? Will they be reunited with us or with their original owners? So regardless of the origination of the pet, if they're with you in this lifetime, they're actually part or connected to your unique soul family. In the same way that adoptive children, stepchildren, biological children are all part of your unique soul family, so are pets. So I know it seems like a distinction down here on earth to be an adopted this or a step this or biological that, but it actually is all connected to your unique soul family. That's how you reconnect with them. 49. Thank you, Sterling and team. Will Jack Smith be returning to The Hague, the International Court of Justice, and the World Court? If so, will he join other countries in prosecuting 45 for various crimes? Yes, he'll eventually rejoin the World Court, and then there'll be actions taken by the World Court in against 45. So that's all coming up for international crimes. 48, will President Joe Biden give out more pardons? Yes, I see several dozen pardons coming for individuals that may be under threat for having worked on like the January 6th insurrection trial or case. committee. I see a lot of that happening. Several dozen pardons are coming up for individuals that are kind of in the line of fire, so to speak. By the way, that includes individuals not just in Congress, but FBI and DOJ. I see a number of pardons coming up. 47, Hull Sterling and team. What do you see happening to the Affordable Care Act, Medicare, Social Security? So they're going to be under tremendous scrutiny going forward and new types of ways of calculating benefits. But looks like they're still going to maintain these programs. Whatever transition process we're going through right now, these programs are still going to be maintained. So I know a lot of people are worried about them, but I still see them being maintained and, in fact, enhanced. 46, Sola High Sterling and team. When I was a child, I awoke to what I believe was an extraterrestrial saying near my bed. I literally called it ET to people I told this story to as a child. I recall seeing it and hiding under my covers. Through childhood into my college years, I would always get very teary-eyed and feel a strong sense of sadness when talking about the paranormal and extraterrestrials. Can you tell me what I saw in my room that day? This has been a mystery my whole life. I will say your explanation of extraterrestrials has made me feel much more comfortable about the experience. So this was actually an extraterrestrial you knew and worked with in a prior lifetime, almost giving you the really beneficial, loving, like bon voyage. It was like an endorsement, but you actually worked with this extraterrestrial entity in a prior lifetime, and they're kind of ushering you and assuring you into the next life here. So this is all real, and it is very connected to a prior lifetime you had in working with that extraterrestrial. 45, hello Sterling, my question is regarding archangels. Is there a finite number of them, or are they infinite? Do they have specific duties and domains? There is a finite number of archangels, although they're in the millions, and actually in some universes they're in the trillions. But it is a finite number. Now, they're all assigned duties like help healing or being an usher to the Akashic Records, but they're very connected to the One Source, the One Force. They stand as kind of a right hand and a left hand, but they're assigned very specific tasks. And they don't go by names, which is interesting. I should bring that up a lot. Whenever you call Archangel a name, that's a human construct, right? Our angels don't go by names on the other side. 44, dear Sterling and team, how can we ask for or receive a miracle for healing to the body for our children? Simply ask all your angels and guides to step forward. Ask Archangels to step forward. They listen, they hear all your asks. And they completely move forward in a very affirmative and aggressive and a loving and a benevolent way. So really the simple answer is just ask. And actually they can't help unless you ask for help. Now that may sound counterintuitive, but we're all down here learning lessons. So you really do have to, in a very affirmative way, ask your guides and angels and archangels for help. Once you ask for assistance, that opens up the doorway. 43, hello Sterling. The education that kids are getting in this country has become subpar. It is very sad. Do you see the future or educational system becoming upgraded as has been much needed? So no major upgrades for several years, but new funding coming into place that's going to help with kind of revitalizing education and really a teaching of more critical thinking skills in schools. And then kind of opening up the doorway to all sorts of literature and education, along with critical thinking skills. So really kind of be a metamorphosis going forward here in the education, but it's going to be several years for this to play out. 42, dear Sterling and team, will we see multiple arrests for the election interference? It would be nice to see these people be held accountable for their actions. Well, no major arrests you're going to see here, but because a lot of this is orchestrated by offshore entities, offshore countries. So it's not going to give individuals the kind of satisfaction they need, but it's going to certainly cause people to have to resign from Congress, be removed from positions of power. But a lot of the functions and a lot of the problems are going to be aligned to offshore entities like Russia. So that's where a lot of the fault is going to come from, and that's where a lot of the new building of new systems is going to come into place here to kind of safeguard against that in the future. 41, do you see an upcoming war between China and Taiwan? Not a major war, but ongoing conflicts. So ongoing ocean interactions between military ships, some insurgents here and there, but not a major war, but just ongoing conflict. It's going to happen for many years here. 40, dear Sterling and team, there have been UFOs over New Jersey recently. The media is calling them drones. Do they know if they are drones or are they extraterrestrial? They have also been spotted over the U.S. Capitol. In this particular case, these are a lot of military ships doing surveillance. There's a few extraterrestrial ships in that mix, but primarily these are all military-based ships, okay? And they're doing surveillance due to threats of weapons storage or weapons coming into that area. So they're not being talked about a lot in the press here, but this has a very strong military surveillance connection. 39, good morning, Sterling. There's speculation about election interference in several countries as of late, like Georgia, Romania, Austria, etc. I'm interested to know other countries are involved and whether the recent U.S. election fits in the same category. Yes, the same technology and methods and practices used interfere with these other global country elections was used for the U.S. And this is all part of the information coming out here very shortly. Actually, six other dictatorships were involved in this election interference here. So this is all coming out. 38, the GOP is trying to pass a bill that would allow the government to reduce civil servants' Social Security by the amount of their pension. Will that become law? No, they've tried this for several years, but I don't see this becoming law. And I'm not sure if this was this the WEP, GPO, going back in memory here, but whatever they're trying to do, they've been trying for a while, but it won't successfully be passed. So this, I want to kind of rest a lot of individuals' fears over this. I know that financially, this can be a big impact to a lot of people. 37, hello, Sterling. If we were to all focus and meditate daily on peace in our political system, would it have a real-world impact? Yes, it will mitigate the depth and breadth of a lot of the bad things that are happening. So it's analogous to sending love and light to individuals. When you send love and light to people, for example, family members or people you're in conflict with at work, that tends to mitigate the situation. It doesn't change it completely, but it will mitigate. So it does help, absolutely. 36, greetings, Sterling and team. Is there or has there ever been a living extraterrestrial working with the government? Yes. As a matter of fact, there are several working inside the government right now. Yeah, so that's been the case over many, many decades. And there's information that that has actually come out in the press and the media. And sometimes the government tries to subvert it and say, look, this didn't happen. It actually is happening. It's ongoing. And they're here trying to help humanity. 35, hello, Sterling. Why is it when people who are very ill and want to die, their prayers are not answered? So they suffer with their illness longer, sometimes months longer. So prayers are always answered, but prayers do not change your life path. So it may in fact be something that's about your end of life story that is beneficial to other people around you. So remember, you can't change your life path, but your prayers are always answered. And around the end of life, I always find there's a plus or minus 2-year window. I've seen this a lot with many people, thousands of people I communicate with over the years. Sometimes people can take themselves out 2 years faster than their exit point or stay 2 years longer because they feel like family needs them. So prayers are always answered, but the life path you're on, the lessons you're leaving behind, sometimes you don't always understand the effects that you're having on other people, the lessons that you're teaching them. 34, hello, Sterling. Do you see any relief and freedom for the North Korean people? They are slowly starving to death. So no direct relief for at least a decade here, but it looks like maybe as fast as 8 years to a decade here, there's some changes coming in terms of a more democratic process in North Korea. But it only comes after a big uprising of the civilization people in North Korea. So it's going to be a while here. 33 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. As an animal lover, I've noticed that people seem to be connecting more than ever to their pets, stray animals, farm animals, etc. And it is wonderful to see the mutual communication love that is expressed. My question is, will there ever be advances in understanding what animals need in terms of medical veterinary care? It often seems like we're poking in the dark at best. Will we see improvements in this area and our ability to care for them properly? So humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, right, the current version of humanity here on Earth, they are becoming elevated and communicating more with the elevated nature of animals. Remember, animals come from the angelic realm. They're not angels, come down with unconditional love. So humanity is communicating much better now as they evolve with animals. And that will in turn lead to better diagnosis, communication, telepathic communication with animals. All this is coming as we speak right now. 32, what is your take on UFOs? Why are they constantly appearing everywhere? Will they reveal them to us anytime soon? So surveillance is the primary reason that a lot of extraterrestrial ships, UFOs, are being seen right now. We're going through a critical time period in history of humanity. This is where humanity tends to get a little too close to the cliff of having, you know, nuclear problems or problems, you know, around wars. And this is an area where extraterrestrials are helping. So this is coming up very soon here. Really, this total revelation and total introduction of extraterrestrial species is right on top of us. So it's already starting to happen in many areas of the world. But you'll see that the major part of the world within a couple of years here will then meet a lot of the species directly. I can tell you that they're here, they're around right now, but not being made available to everybody because of the time period that we're going through here with humanity. But it is all coming very, very soon. A high level of violence in humanity right now, and so that's caused them to be rather cautious. 31. Hello, Sterling and team. Do you see Ukraine receiving international help in regards to their power grid that has been damaged recently by Russia? They're having sub-freezing temperatures right now. Yes, I see several companies stepping in almost immediately, including the U.S. and Germany, and even other members of NATO here stepping in to help out. So they're going to come to the rescue, so to speak, of Ukraine. I do see a lot of help coming in. 30, hello, Sterling and team. JonBenet Ramsey case is back in the news because of the documentary on Netflix. Was the real killer an intruder rather than the family? Will the Boulder Police Department finally agree to test the DNA if they still have it? Will the real killer ever be caught? Yes, and I've read on this many times, but happy to share the information. I always saw that the intruder was an external individual in a uniform. My team always showed me it was a uniform. Couldn't always see what kind of uniform it was, but this is an external intruder that got momentary access to the property in a uniform. This case will be solved within 12 to 24 months here. We're right on top of it. But yeah, it's unfortunate that this case has taken so long to come to fruition. But yes, the original killer will be identified. Absolutely. Okay, 29 the countdown. Dear Sterling and team, why do passed on loved ones, angels, guides, etc., choose to communicate with us during the early morning hours, especially between 3 and 4 a.m.? This is actually not the case. It's not a standard rule. The majority of people communicate with angelic entities and spirits in all hours of the day. However, some individuals tend to relax their logical mind when they sleep. And so during those hours, 3 to 4 a.m., some individuals are in a very relaxed state. They've actually kind of shut down their logical mind. So it does make it easier for them to communicate. But it, as a rule, it's not a standard rule. And the majority of people do communicate during daylight hours, for example. 28, hello, Sterling and team. Are guides, angels, and the mystical realm in communication with extraterrestrials, are they all connected, waiting for us to recognize them to give us comfort? Yes. So extraterrestrials communicate telepathically by a very advanced age. They move throughout many dimensions, the Earth dimension, the heaven dimension. They do cross communicate with individuals on Earth, our loved ones, you know, ascended masters. They're actually part of the realm. Extraterrestrials move through dimensions very, very easily. Yes, they're all connected. And yes, at some point, this full disclosure is really going to help everybody understand how they've been around for thousands of years and interacted with humanity for thousands of years. 27, hello, Sterling. China banned electronic chips to the United States. Why? So China is trying to safeguard their international interests. So they believe that having the U.S. having access to certain chip technology is a problem for safeguarding China. Now, the U.S. is working aggressively to get and manufacture the chips they need. It was all part of the CHIPS Act that went in from President Biden. But yeah, the reason here is that China believes they're trying to safeguard their country. That's why they backed off on some of these chip sales. And by the way, this is all part of trade tensions between many countries, including the U.S. and China. 26, will 45 be able to delay or stop information coming out about the potential stolen election? So he'll certainly try, but there's major announcements coming up in both December and January, so it won't be able to effectively stop them, no. 25, hello Sterling, I would like clarification on the subject of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Is it an actual entity or a concept? So this is purely the love energy that emanates from the one source, the one force. So many people will talk about the Holy Spirit or what they call the Holy Ghost. And that's just a resonance around the energy that comes from the one source, the one force. So it's not a separate entity, no. 24, greetings Sterling and Linda and support team. I've been listening to some of your older shows and been wondering about Earth Angels, who sound like such marvelous beings. Are they actually living an incarnation here on Earth, or do they just appear when someone needs them? Why is it the people they rescue never see them again? So they're actually humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, with a very highly elevated, you know, they usually had hundreds of reincarnations, and they come down here with a sole purpose of answering calls for help. So they're real human beings. They come in and out. Now, there are angels that come down that might save your life. So there's different kind of levels of angel interaction. Earth angels are actually human beings, Homo sapiens sapiens, highly connected to the other side, answer calls for help. So hopefully that helps. 23, hi Sterling. I watched the UAP congressional hearing a few weeks ago, and the witnesses referenced several incidents where UAPs were seen coming from and entering the ocean. Can you give more details on where UAPs are actually from? Are they from outer space or our oceans? Are they being visited by anything from other planets? Or was that the longstanding false narrative? So there are many underwater deep ocean bases for extraterrestrials across all the species. So they're not coming from the oceans. They have actually come from other galaxies, one universe, but other galaxies. And the bases that are in the deep oceans are actually shared by many times countries, even the U.S. government, and extraterrestrials. So those, when you see them going into the ocean, they're going down or returning back from under deep underwater bases. And they felt that was the right way to protect a lot of the technology away from humanity. But they're not necessarily coming from the ocean. It's only they're transitioning or traveling down to other bases that exist. Now, these bases have been down there for thousands of years, okay? Even, you know, way back, think about the earliest times of humanity, these bases have already existed. 22, hi, Sterling and team. Will Pete Hegseth, right, get through as defense secretary? No, I see that he'll eventually drop out. Eventually, it's going to come to some sort of conclusion. It appears he'll drop out and be replaced. 21, hello, Sterling, Linda, and team. I understand that the 30-year reset, the years 2020 to 2050, that are beginning will result in everyone functioning at a higher vibration with more love and light. But if my news feeds are to be believed, many young men, Gen Z, seem to be embracing misogyny and other forms of hate. Can your guides foresee when and how this corruption of young minds will end? and how many of the minds and hearts already poisoned can be recovered. So this is a slow evolutionary process. That's why there is a three-decade process ongoing here, the years 2020, 2050. Remember, a lot of times things could look like they're taking two steps back or one step forward, two steps back. Eventually, this all moves forward. This is a highly elevated evolutionary period for humanity right now. This three-decade reset we're going through is really one of the most dramatic life changes for humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, almost in the entire experience of the life form. So this is really when human beings, the veil gets very thin. Many individuals, majority, will communicate with the other side, other dimensions, understand the higher nature of the universe, roles of extraterrestrials. A lot of human diseases will go away. So it's an evolutionary period, but I understand the concern over what's going on around real time here. So understand there's an overall macro process going on here. Even though you see certain elements look like we're taking two steps backwards, we're actually still moving forward. 20 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. A project to build a high-speed rail line system between Dallas and Houston has been stalled due to opposition from landowners along the route, as well as opposition from politicians. Will high-speed rail line between Dallas and Houston ever be built? I see, yes, it will actually be fully built. Looks like Amtrak may be involved in it as well. And I'm seeing like fully built by the year 2029, which may be faster than some people envision it. But I'm seeing big interaction with like Amtrak, billions of dollars coming in to fund it, and like being completed by 2029 is what they're telling me. I don't have any real knowledge of this, but that's what they're telling me. 19, hi Sterling and team. People in Idaho are claiming they've been hearing loud booms. One person stated that he has a local police officer friend who told them the police have been told to keep it quiet and not discuss it, what it's about. So this is military and extraterrestrial hypersonic aircraft testing. Hypersonic means it's moving five times faster than the speed of sound. I think that's something like 3,500 miles per hour. So these are hypersonic aircraft tests and extraterrestrial tests that are going on. Matter of fact, a lot of ET aircraft will leave the atmosphere at hypersonic speed. So yeah, it's not being discussed open to the public. This has come up before in other areas of the world, other areas of the US, but this is hypersonic aircraft testing. 18, hi Sterling and team. Is the Russian government planning to sabotage trans-Pacific cables as part of their hybrid war escalation? My neighbor's property is very close to the location where two of the transatlantic cables come ashore in Manchester, California. He said he recently confronted several Russian trespassers who were asking lots of questions about nearby Coast Guard facilities. Yeah, this is all part of ongoing Russian interaction, interference with the U.S., and having effects on these transatlantic cables. You're seeing this worldwide. But yes, this is all part of a larger plan of Russia to disrupt what's going on here in the U.S. 17, will 45 get away with bypassing background checks and security clearances for members of his cabinet? No, they'll try, but I do see successful FBI background clearance checks leading to a disruption of a number of cabinet members not being, not going through the full process of being installed in the cabinet due to effective, comprehensive FBI background checks. So I do see that coming into play in a very significant way. 16, dear Sterling and team, once extraterrestrials make themselves known, should we expect people to treat them as they now treat minorities, transgender people, etc.? Will they be exploited or monetized? Will they be safe? So they'll actually be treated very differently in accordance with the advanced beings that they are, the advanced entities that they are. It's really going to be a whole nother category of the way humanity interacts with extraterrestrials. Remember, these are individuals that they can protect themselves very well, advanced technology. They can subdue, weapons threats. standard types of violence don't affect them. And in fact, the way they'll be helping humanity is a way that'll be significant around healthcare, really diseases, preventing diseases, space travel. There's so many elements, even free energy coming up here, that they'll be treated very differently than any other section of humanity. 15, dear Sterling and team, is all that we see happening with 45's cabinet picks part of the plan for Biden-Harris to show the public how bad it would be under him? Yes, it's all part of a larger plan. Remember, there are no accidents in the universe. Even accidents aren't accidents. They're all part of a larger plan for the universe that always leads to a better outcome. So all that is true. Okay, 14 in the countdown. I live in Puerto Rico, and after everything that has been said against the island, I am wondering if we will be adversely affected during the administration. During 45's last administration, he wanted to trade Puerto Rico for Greenland. Maybe he was joking, but since we are Hispanic, he might have a plan to take away our citizenship. I am so worried about our Social Security and Medicare benefits. Well, I don't see a big problem with the recital of Social Security here and Medicare. The area will continue to have resource or funding problems until sufficient more revenues come into the government. And I still see the corporate minimum tax taking effect of 15%, 15%. But we got a number of years to go here. Could be the better part of 5 to 8 years where this area is going to be underfunded and under-resourced. But I don't see threats to citizenship or Social Security or Medicare, but certainly infrastructure for at least like 8 years is still going to be a big issue in that area. 13, dear Sterling, do you and your guide see any major events coming up for the UK, like power outages during this winter? I unfortunately do see large-scale power infrastructure outages in the UK. Some may last for days, but it'll get changed, it'll get corrected. But unfortunately, I do see some large power infrastructure, what we're calling up here, power outages, infrastructure coming up for the UK. It's going to lead to better changes, you know, like a lot of things that happen with humanity. When, you know, when your neighbor's house is on fire, you're not as concerned. When your house is on fire, all of a sudden you want to make major changes right away. So, you know, remember, part of this will have a good effect long term, but I do see some large power infrastructure outages coming, could last for days. 12. Hello, Sterling. Was Speaker Mike Johnson part of the election interference process? Will he be indicted or charged? I get he was very aware of the practices and what was going on behind the scenes. Remember the statement that was made in the press, we have a secret, very aware, but I don't see charges or indictments coming for him. Remember, again, I see a lot of what's going to happen in the process of the election interference is going to fall on the shoulders of offshore countries. 11, hi Sterling and Linda, will the constitutional amendment of separation of church and state be upheld, or will public schools actually force children of various religions to study the Christian Bible? I do see that the Christian Bible is going to get integrated into the curriculum of education for a good year here. And then after another year, it's going to turn back around and come back to, let's say, a better balance. So really, you can look for about 2026 is when everything will kind of start to level out and become normal again. But it looks like for about a year, the Christian Bible is going to be pushed into the education curriculum. 10, hi Sterling and team. With the advent of 3D printers and CRISPR gene editing technology, is there a time when doctors will be able to do spinal disc replacement? Yes, all forms of biological 3D printing will come into play over the next number of years here. Within about a 10-year period here again, you'll see a great merger between gene editing technology and 3D biological printing. So you actually eventually be able to, and they're starting now, biologically 3D print organs, eyes, hearts, liver. This is all coming. This is about like on a 10-year horizon, because like a big breakthrough around gene editing technology coupled with biological 3D printing. So all this is coming, and they're asking about spinal disc replacements. That'll also be part of it. Absolutely. 9, dear Sterling and team, recently it feels like spiritual content providers are mentioning being monitored, throttled, and worse for saying certain words, discussing certain topics, etc. My question is, in the future, do you see a competitive platform to YouTube that protects free speech and isn't controlled by the current industry mechanism? If so, how soon? I do see there can be several startup new social platforms in 2025 and 2026 that'll be maybe more broadly aligned to, let's say, spirituality. That's coming. Remember, this is all a process of evolution of humanity. I keep going back to that point, but it's like a pendulum swinging back and forth. And this is all part of an evolutionary process. But I do see new social platforms springing up 2025, 2026. It will kind of be more broadly adopted, broadly adapted to, say, more areas of spirituality, broad understanding of what humanity is all about. 8, Sterling and team, is there a specific line of work that your parents wanted you to pursue? You know, not specifically, but remember, we all choose our parents. We all choose our children before I come down here. My father was an aerospace industry executive for many, many decades. My mother was an opera singer, an actress, an entertainer. And so, you know, that combination of technology and creativity was, for me, kind of the perfect combination. It certainly led me in my career to areas where I really started being around very phenomenally successful, creative people. And that's where I first got fascinated with how do these people bring all this information forward, even though they don't know where all this creative content's coming from. So I wouldn't say that they pushed me, but we all select our parents. And I think that combination was a good combination for me. 7. Hello, Sterling and team. I just heard a story about the butterfly people that saved the lives of children of Joplin, Missouri in 2011 from a deadly tornado. Is this true? Yes, these were all actually angels that dropped down to earth temporarily to protect these people. So this is a great example of kind of a mass revelation of actual angels coming in, taking a human form, helping, and then leaving. Very interesting. Yeah. 6, dear Sterling and team, I'm hearing so many people say, what's the use? And they no longer want to vote because of all the cheating. Will there be some glimmer of hope by the midterm elections to encourage voters to realize that our voices will not be silenced to this time? Yes, remember, the reason we're all on Earth here is to push good forward, to kind of extract where things are not being held correctly or elections are being interfered with, and then to push forward. So it's all part of a process that will lead to good outcomes. But yes, I do see for everybody fighting for what they believe in, it's going to have a good effect on elections going forward. So don't give up the fight. Fight forward, right? 5, good day, Sterling and team. Will Senate races be overturned after the dust settles, specifically in Florida and Texas? I do see that a lot of the same, you know, manipulation efforts, the things that went on with the election by offshore entities will be uncovered. It will be uncovered how it affected downstream races, and it's going to spur recounts or re-elections. So there's going to be a bit of a ripple effect, yes, going through a number of states, including Florida and Texas. 4, hello, Sterling and team. Will Norway become a member of the EU? I do see this. Yeah, I do see it's a Norway. What has this been like, a 30-year fight that they didn't want to join the EU? And I do see within like 2 years here, they're going to join the EU. Don't know a lot about this, but my team's saying maybe they've been fighting this for like 30 years. And now they're finally within 2 years here going to join. Yeah, they will. 3 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. I hope that you and your family had a wonderful Thanksgiving vacation. My question for Sunday is, will Congress stop many of 45's radical picks, and will the truth ever come out about the nefarious plot to steal the election? Yes, you know, many of the, remember, the radical picks will be stopped by virtue of the extensive FBI background checks. And remember, when all this dust settles, the right winners, the right truth will come out. The truth will be revealed. Absolutely, I can tell you that will happen. And 2 and 1 in the countdown. And I always take notes before we start these shows, so I'll share those with you right now. 2, what do you see coming up this week? New election interference information coming out in the U.S. elections, as well as other worldwide election interference by Russia. The naming of the CEO killer and his accomplices, this is for UnitedHealthcare, new 45 cabinet selections, as well as new FBI information, background checks, information being released on cabinet picks, several new earthquakes and aftershocks on the west coast of the U.S., as well as India and Pakistan. Interesting. So some really kind of major earthquake activity still ongoing here around the world. And number one in the countdown, do you have anything your guys want to share? Know that everything happens for a reason in the world, and sometimes this is meant to wake everyone up and drive meaningful changes for the world. You are, in fact, an important part of these changes. So that concludes the show being recorded today on Saturday, December 7th, 2024. Be posted to the channel December 8th, Sunday, 2024. As always, if you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the book session tab. I do think there's some available dates in March, April, and May of 2025. And if you want to join our live streams on Friday mornings Pacific time zone, where I answer a plethora of questions for people, you can join our Platinum membership. The join button's on the front page of the YouTube channel, as well as the homepage of our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. On that note, I'm going to send out a tremendous amount of goodwill and an abundance of love to you and your families. Take care, and I will see you all again very soon.